Blog Talk Radio.
Long day. It is Wednesday. We are at Saki's Con Wild, 773-897-6461. This is Casey, and I will be hosting Janine here. We got some Skype callers, so it's like, bear with me. Oops. Oh, God. Here we go. Well, it helps if I have the live microphone on. All right. Yeah, welcome everybody to Saki's Con Wild today, 773-897-6461. And today, this is Casey, and I will be hosting Janine. Today, she will be doing her healings on air and, you know, some readings and stuff. And I have got to, well, she does a different kind of reading, guys. It's like, you know, most of you who've been following along, she mostly is really focused on her healing aspect of things. And where she really gets into it is, you know, like for those of you like with relationship questions, it's like she will take a look at your past and it's like and try to remove the blocks that you have that will keep you going forward into new relationships, you know, that kind of stuff. Wherever you're at is that's, you know, her questions are kind of geared that way. So she does it from a healing aspect in that anything that you're trying to move forward, trying to do, you know, a lot of times you can have blocks and so on and so forth that can prevent you from doing things if you don't have those blocks cleared. So a lot of times what she'll do with people is just, you know, a little bit of a miniature clearing on air, which is, you know, she does a regular healing modality, you know, privately. And those take up, you know, to an hour or 2 hours to really, you know, clean you out and all that stuff. But she'll remove the immediate blockages with whatever your question is. Okay, and at the moment, I am not seeing her regular Skype number here, so I'm going to go fishing. And while I'm fishing for her, bear with us here, I'm going to play a little bit of that first song was Randy Morris, Rockin'. And this one is Randy Morris, Looking for a Friend, because that's what I'm going to be doing here. I'm going to be looking for our Janine here on air and finding out if she is one of these Skype callers. So hang with us while I look for our friend.
looking for a friend who won't turn his back. Looking for a friend who knows where I'm at. Well, I say it's hard to find a true friend. It's hard to find a real friend, one who knows what it's like to be alone.
There.
Who knows when something is wrong?
We were looking for a friend, and we found her. We found Janine today. And, okay, hi, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, we had a last-minute schedule change, and I'm going to be hosting you today, so yahoo.
Yeah, well, I actually just got a message, so. Okay,
yeah.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I kind of gave people the intro a little bit, and I told them, you know, basically that what you do is, in terms of, you know, like the readings, it's like you do like a healing, you know, it's not just a straight-out reading. It's like if they have questions, you know, with relationship and stuff, that what you actually do is kind of like a miniature clearing, because a lot of times if they're having problems with that relationship, you know, there's blocks, you know, and you can go in and just, you know, do a little bit of clearing for them and help them, you know, get past that. So hopefully we prepped your audience today. And I'll kind of turn it over to you. We got one person, our very first Skype caller here, is waiting to talk to you. But it's like, I'm going to have you tell everybody how to get a hold of you and when you're not here on air with us.
Okay. If people want to get hold of me, they can go to my website, crystalki.com, and that's crystalki.com. And I'm offering over the next couple of weeks I'm actually going to do some hour treatments rather than 2 hour treatments for $120 for the hour. So that's with Crystal Key Healing. So that'd be $120 instead of $240, which was the offer that was on for the 2 hours. If anybody wants to come through for some healing there, they can contact me via the contact page on the website, crystalki.com. And there's also my books on there. If people want to know more about the meaning of life, healing, spirituality, angels, meditation, consciousness, all sorts of things, my first book, The Angel, the Witch and the Warrior, they can get those in the shop on the website. And also the MP3 programs are still on offer if people are interested in finding out how they can get help from me through audio. And there are MP3s set up for weight loss, for finding the perfect partner, for removing blocks to money and abundance, and also for spiritual development, for your spiritual growth. They're amazing, actually, because they take out your dogma and your religious conditioning and even original sin. All of these things affect us, and they affect our spiritual development for people that are interested in raising their consciousness. They're really, really helpful in that respect. And the others are, they speak for themselves. Obviously, you've got blocks in relation to weight. A lot of people are continually dieting and don't lose any weight, when the weight issue is often related to emotional blocks within the body rather than the amount of food that you're eating. Obviously, the food does have an impact, but if you're eating a fairly balanced diet and you're still carrying a lot of weight, there's a good chance that these emotional blockages that are in your system and in your conscious mind that are causing you to hold on to these weights. So these programs will help release the emotional blocks and the hidden beliefs about weight and that type of thing. And the same goes for finding the perfect partner. If you have got a belief in your subconscious mind that there's nobody out there for you, then you're manifesting nobody out there for you. And it's this type of thing that's removed using the MP3s. And there are basically five sets of five, two bonus MP3s and a free copy of my book. And they're only $97. It really is a bargain. There should be $297. So if anybody's out there and you haven't got hold of it yet, it's time to grab yourself a bargain and go to the website. They're available in the shop, crystalki.com. So, Kelly, we've got a few callers, I believe. Shall we speak to them?
We do. Absolutely. Okay, this first caller is a Skype caller, and you are on.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hello, welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. What's your name?
My name is Donna.
Hi, Donna. What can I do to help you?
I'm just calling about a man named Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if you see him and I like continuing to communicate and build a closer bond with each other and have a romantic relationship together at some point.
Okay, so at the moment your friends will take it.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. Mixed. Like there's kind of like he sends messages of caring and then friends here.
Yeah. There's a little bit of a wall of energy between the two of you. There's something blocking there, and it's kind of from the waist up. It's like there's a part of him that's hiding himself a little bit. So he takes one step forward and then he takes a step back. And there's some kind of emotional insecurity going on with this guy. And I think this is going to be a bit of a difficult one in that because of that. So he's not ready to give himself into a relationship full time. He's not ready to commit because of it. This emotional block, he's hiding behind it a little bit. Really, he's not fully aware of it, but there is a shield of energy there. Now, it depends on your keenness for this relationship to happen, and I think if you want it to happen, you're going to have to be patient with this one. This isn't something that's going to be happening overnight. In fact, I'd like Kelly to do some bring some input into this one. So if you don't mind just giving her your date of birth, and we'll see what Kelly has to say on it, because I'm seeing that this is going to take some time. This guy is not ready to commit. And
do you know if we will have, like, if we will just continue to like communicate with each other and to just grow closer, like maybe not have a commitment right now, but just continue to grow closer together?
Yeah, well, I think that's the best you can expect at the moment. I'm not seeing a relationship hand-in-hand thing happening here. I would build on a friendship first and see how it goes. This guy is not ready to commit because he's got some emotional baggage going on, and he won't be pushed either. So
Does he have feelings for me?
I think, yeah, I'm feeling that he does. He does care for you and he is attracted to you. But these emotional blocks of his are stopping him moving forward at the moment. Kelly, have you got anything else to add to this?
If you can, Donna, if you have your birth date, I don't know if you have his, but I can see, but I can, okay.
Mine is August 18th, 1969, and his is January 1st, 1967.
Wow,
August. January 5th, sorry, January 5th.
Oh, whoops, oh, okay, there we go, okay. And August 18th of 69?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. That tells me right away he is he's got a more interesting life path, because he's a nine of spades. With a four of clubs backing him up there. The nine of spades people, they are here a lot of times to complete and to finish contracts out that have, their whole life kind of feels like, I'll say, a high school graduation year. Okay, it feels like they're just kind of going through life and tying up loose ends. You're at August 18th. Oh, wow, you're a double power card. You are an eight of clubs, which is, interestingly enough, Psychic Jethro, who is our founder of Psychics Gone Wild here, is like, he's an eight of clubs as a Scorpio, but you're a Leo with that, and it's like you have a lot of ability. I'll say you probably have a lot of hunches and intuition yourself, and you probably have a lot of inner knowing if you allow yourself to have that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Going to kind of look and see, together, because I know kind of how you're seeing him, in the sense of your, the way you see him, you guys have a Pluto connection, you have a Uranus connection, which is about friendships. Pluto is about, it's kind of like Mars raised an octave. It's like there's a lot of like, I'll say power and control issues sometimes if you get into a relationship with a person like that. The Uranian is a friendship. You've got another Pluto connection in the spiritual, which is like a past life stuff. And then you've got a Jupiter connection also in the spiritual, which is a really fortunate one. And then you've got that Venus. So it's like your Venus connection is always about the love. So I can see where you're coming from in the sense of, you know, you're really hoping that this, you know, comes through because there's, you know, those two past spiritual connections that you guys have. And it's like, and there is, you know, there are some things that you guys, you know, need to get together, you know, to work out. The way he is seeing it, I'm going to flip it around and look at the other way. Now, he actually has his Venus placed. Okay, he's got the Pluto first, so there is, you know, some issues that you guys, you know, have to work out. But he's got actually, I shouldn't say more feeling, you know, in this, but it's like his Venus is connected at with the second position. So it's like he has more feelings than you think for you. And again, you've got the Jupiter in the spiritual, that connection, the Uranian, the friendship. Overall, you know, you guys kind of have a five attraction for each other, which is pretty good. It's a 20-point scale. It goes, you know, think of a thermometer. It's like, you know, 10 degrees above, 10 degrees below.
Mm-hmm.
So five is pretty high. The intensity, it's like, you know, you have a little bit of intensity or maybe a little bit of Aries where you might conflict a little bit because you have a two with that. The overall compatibility is a one, which is okay. You know, it would be a balance, you know, so it's like, you know, but in terms of a long-term relationship, you know, you guys might just end up being good friends and, you know, kind of working out whatever it is that you guys kind of need to work out from, you know, from past places together. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for the most part it makes sense, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to kind of go with what Janine says. It's like, you know, I think you guys could really, you know, be some good friends. I think you guys, with those connections, it's like, you know, there definitely is some feeling in there. You've got some things to work out. You've got, you know, like I say, some really good stuff, you know, from a past life where you guys were together and it's like, you know, had some real positive stuff with that Jupiter connection. But there's something there with, you know, if you really got into, you know, an intimate, you know, like lifelong personal relationship, it might be a little more intense than either one of you was prepared to work on, okay? I'll put it that way, because a Pluto connection will really make you work on your soul growth. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
that means that means challenges.
Yes. It can be.
Is there any sort of hope for him and I, like, in the future, for a relationship, romantic-wise?
You know, there's always free will, you know, because I'll tell you what, no matter what any of us tell you, you know, or what you hear from any psychic, you know, basically it comes down to the two people in the relationship. Because, I mean, I've seen people with really horrible cards get on just fine, you know, and I've seen other people with, you know, great, fantastic cards. You think, wow, you know, this should really be, you know, like the made in the shade deal. And it's like, and they just fight like tooth and nail. So, you know, you can take whatever, you know, whatever cards you got and, you know, make a go of it. You know, but that's what, you know, we got for the moment. But, you know, if you guys take that and absolutely want to use your free will, you can overcome anything you want to, you know. So it's just, it depends on the player. It depends on what you guys want to do.
Kelly. The thing is, I think what we're trying to say is that this is not going to be an easy ride, basically, but you're forewarned is forearmed. So what that means is now you know that. You may go into, if this does blossom into a relationship, you've got the you know, you're forewarned that it could be hard, it could be difficult. So you may need to pull on your patience and work on this and realize that there's some karmic stuff to be, you know, lessons to be learned from the one another's shortcomings. You know, we learn from one another. So at least you know that if it does go ahead, there is a chance that there's going to be a relationship here. I do believe there is a chance, but I think, you know, realistically, that it'd be tough. Yeah, it's going to be a tough one.
He keeps putting like other women kind of like in my face, and I think he's doing that because of his fear. Like, I don't think that he's being truthful. I think he's doing that to kind of keep me, like, not from getting too close. Is that right?
Yeah. That's what I see in the wall that he's got from the, you know, in front of him. He's got a sheet of energy in front of him that's like, he's just hiding behind it because he's not ready to go there. And
right.
I think he's pulling in these other female, you know, these other females just to let you know that. It's a kind of subliminal message, like, I'm not ready for this.
Like, is he actually involved with these women or is he just saying it?
I'm not picking up that he's involved. I think it's just being used as a facade, really, to keep, you know, to keep things at a distance for now.
Okay, so for me to think that and continue on pursuing a friendship with him and, you know, I mean, living my life, of course, but possibly having a little bit of hope or just there's nothing wrong with, I'm not, that is a, that's, an okay way to think, I guess. Like, there is some hope. That's,
yeah, there is some hope there. But
oh, yeah.
That's what, you know, there's definitely hope there if that's what you want. But, you know, go easy. That's what I'd say. Take it baby steps.
Yeah, because I'd said something to him yesterday. Like, he was talking about doing something, working on a project with this woman. And I said, don't forget me. And he came back and sent me a message and said, you know, like, just so we get things straight, we're just friends and, you know, I don't know, like, it hurt
confusing.
Me, but I'm just thinking that that's his wall, but I don't want to delude myself, but I think that was just his fear kind of pushing me back.
Yeah, I think it's his fear pushing you back, but I also think that, you know, in the meantime, if somebody else comes and asks you to go out for dinner, go out for dinner.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, I understand that. I need to kind of live my life, but I just really really care for this man. That's all.
I can feel that. And the reason that what I'm being shown here is that you've been friends with this man in a past life, not lovers, but friends, and there is a love in your heart for him on that level. And, you know, sometimes this can really, it can throw a spanner in the works when we meet people from past lives that we've got feelings for that are past life issues, and that's what you're feeling. Your feelings towards him are from your friendship in a past life.
And then I'm just wondering, because it's hard to read him. Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, sometimes he'll say, like, he'll call me love, and, you know, saying thank you, you know, I appreciate your love. And then other times he's, like, cold. So I don't know how he feels for me. Like, I don't know. Do you have any idea of that?
I would say it's 80% friends, if I had to put a figure on it.
What do you mean?
I would say that 80% of his feelings towards you are on the level of a friend, and the 20% in an attraction, you know, on a level of attraction beyond that, on a relationship level.
Okay, is that good or?
Well, you know, it's good if you want to be friends. It's he is attracted to you, but the friendship side of it is more. The energy of the friendship is more powerful than a relationship. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so there's no, like, he doesn't have any, like, love for me?
Ah, that's a difficult one to say, because I think there is love there from both sides related to this past life again, but it's friendship love rather than being in love, if you see what I'm saying. It's a different kind of love.
Is it something that could be developed, or?
Yeah, I think it could develop, as we, you know, we said earlier, but you need to just go with a friendship and see how it goes.
Yeah. Well, I guess all good relationships have a good friendship as a basis, so
yeah,
it's not
definitely.
Really a bad place to start, being good friends.
Yeah. I wish you all the best with it. I hope it, you know, I hope it turns out well for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I'll keep on my quest
for
friendship and understanding.
Yeah,
all
right, Donna. Thanks very much for calling in, Donna. Good luck with it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Call back and let us know how it goes.
Thank you. I will. Bye.
Okay. Boy, I'm like starting out with a tough one. Okay, how about the rest of them? Okay, our next person here is from area code 928. 928, you are on live with us.
Yes, hello?
Hello, 928. Welcome to the show.
I have a question pertaining to love and relationships.
Okay.
I'm wondering what you see for, like, my love life.
Kelly, are you
okay,
going to take some
details here? Okay, to start on this, and then what we'll do is, with what I can see, it's like, you know, a lot of times, if you are you in, currently in a relationship right now or not?
No.
No, okay. Because a lot of times what will happen, and, you know, if you've listened into us before, it's like you've heard Janine say, you know, a lot of times when you don't have a relationship, it's because you have things that are blocking you. So what I'll do is I'll take a look real quick and see if your cards are, and then she can take a look and see where you might have some blockages that would be preventing any, you know, anything coming in. So what's your month and day here?
December 8th.
December 8th. Okay, you are a 10 of clubs. All righty. 10 of clubs, people have a lot of friends. Usually any of the 10s, that's one of their big things. And as a club, you are really smart. It's like they are the scholars of the deck. In relationship, let's see. Very independent, very powerful. You've usually got some difficulty establishing long-term relationships. And some of the other famous 10 of clubs, just so you know who you're up with here, is like Madonna, Barbara Streisand, Shirley MacLaine are all perfect examples of 10 of clubs ladies, okay? It's the ones who realize the success potential of your card may be, you know, you might be better off being single and admitting that up front. However, there's this undeniable thirst for love, and love has its own truth with which you have to contend. Love always wants more of itself, wants more intimacy. It brings greater pleasure and feelings of union, but for most people, it requires making a commitment, and that's where the 10 of Clubs people have a challenge. You know, it's kind of sometimes either you or sometimes your partner, you'll track somebody in, you know, in that mirror that, you know, can't quite make a choice to have, you know, one person. But again, you've got really a strong career and work drive that few, you know, would sacrifice this for the, you know, sake of a personal relationship. And you know, but the ones that do, you know, if you're not, I'm not going to say if you're not career oriented, but it's like if you are really focused on career, if you do make some of that sacrifices and you, you know, make marriage, you know, maintain your career while you have, you know, your husband, you know, kind of, sometimes if you think like a Mr. Mom, you know, if you have a husband who will really kind of share the domestic, you know, responsibilities with you, you're going to be a lot happier. And sometimes as a 10 of Club, you have some emotional issues that might make it difficult to achieve, you know, that depth of intimacy that you're looking for with a partner. And that might be where you might need some cleaning out here that Janine can take a look at. Yeah, it's like, you know, and she's really highly independent and, you know, somewhat a willful nature. It's like with the 10 of Clubs, it's like, you know, you really like to be, you know, you like to kind of rule the roost. And it's like it takes kind of a special guy to go, sure, honey, I'll let you take the lead. So, okay, so with that being said, let's see what Janine's got for you.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Kelly. What I'm being shown here is you looking down on Matt as if they're only kind of little small people up to your knees. So this is a past life thing where there's an issue that men are being belittled for some reason and that you're above them. So there's a power issue, and even though there are some men around ready to come in, that overwhelming kind of looking down on them a little bit is blocking some of the energy. So you need to sit and assess what you really feel about men as people rather than relationships, and heal this aspect of you. It's not necessarily, maybe you're not even consciously aware of it. Would you say that's an accurate description of yourself?
No, I don't think I look down on men.
No. Well, this is a past life thing, so it could be some, you know, it's probably deep within your subconscious and you're not even aware of it. But it is something that's causing an energy around you. So it's about, have you heard me on the show before when I talk about using a Ho'oponopono to release things? It's a mantra that you say, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I forgive you, I forgive me, and thank you. And when you say it over and over again, it actually dissolves energies that are not for your highest good. So you could use this technique to dissolve this old belief system that men are lesser creatures than women, which is what I'm picking up on here. Because it is causing an energy field around you. It's like there's an aloofness around you that you're better than them, and that makes them frightened to approach you. So even though you're not consciously aware of it, this is something that's in your subconscious from a past life. And being told it goes way back to even Egyptian times. So all you need to do is sit quietly for, you know, maybe half an hour or so, and you say, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I forgive you, I forgive me, and thank you. And you just say it over and over again with the intention. You set the intention that I'd like to dissolve this belief system that's not for the highest good on how I feel about men. That's from a past life. And literally, it will dissolve those energies and dissolve the belief system. Okay? Is that helpful at all?
Yeah. And I was wondering, like, what will happen between me and my ex?
Okay.
Between what?
Between what she wants to know, what will happen between her and an ex. Is there still are you still in touch with him then?
Yeah, we still talk.
Okay. And what's his name?
His name is Ryan.
Okay. Okay. This guy doesn't want to go away. He doesn't want to leave your energy field, for sure. So this is, well, if you're still talking to him, it's giving him the wrong signals, I feel. It's very good to break up and still be friends with somebody. But sometimes
I'm actually considering getting back with him. So
you are considering getting back with him. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's different. He's there, and he's, you know, he's still around, and he's prepared to do that. Is there a reason that you want to know whether this is a good or a bad thing? Because the relationship, you know, you broke up with him once already. Have you healed what was going on in that relationship, in the relationship that made you leave him in the first place?
Yes, I think I actually now know, like, I dealt with whatever it was that I was always complaining about to him, so, yeah.
Okay. Well, in that case, it doesn't seem to me like you know, if he's prepared to get back together, you know, this block that's around you isn't causing a problem with him. But it's something to bear in mind, you know, for the future, if this doesn't work out, that there is, on a subconscious level, there's a belief that men are smaller than you, is the best way I can put it. So, Kelly, are you picking up anything about this relationship?
The one I might ask is, do you know his birth date? Because I can do a comparison with your birth date.
Yeah, his birthday is April 16th. He's an Aries.
April 16th. Okay, so he's a five of diamonds. Okay, five of diamonds, nine of diamonds. And it's like, and what was yours? You were, you're 10.
December
8th. December 8th. Okay, that's right. Yeah, you're 10 of clubs. Okay, so the 10 of clubs and five of diamonds. Okay, that's, I'll say that they're hard ones to corral, because the five is a very freedom loving energy. Okay, five people tend to run like blazes from anything that remotely resembles, you know, giving up their freedom, you know, that kind of stuff. So in spite of the fact, you know, you know, with your 10, it's like, you know, you've got a lot of friends and stuff, and it's like, and I'm going to say he probably does too, but it's in a different way. Okay, some of the connections with you two guys. Wow, it's a Pluto day, man. You guys have a Pluto connection in the spiritual, first off, and then you've got a Uranian connection again. with that friendship. Your third one, though, is a Saturn. The Saturn one is really kind of a harder one. It's like it's kind of like the fatherly taskmaster, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's like one of you has some lessons to learn from the other. There's also a little bit, you've got a Neptune connection in there, and that's in the spiritual, where it's kind of a dreamer kind of stuff. And sometimes you can see a person as, you can see the other person as you want to see them instead of what they really are, or vice versa, okay? And then you've got a second Saturn connection also in the spiritual. So you guys have three spiritual connections, which is like, you know, some past life stuff going on, which is probably, you know, anytime you draw anybody in, you know, where you've got past life connections, it's usually kind of complete those and finish, you know, finishing up. And sometimes what they'll say about it is that, you know, a past life connection, it can take you a whole lifetime this time to clear them up. So it just depends on what you guys are doing, or, you know, what you're working out. But I would say definitely, you know, you guys have some stuff, you know, some issues to work out together, and some things to go through, you know, as any relationship does. But, yeah, it's just, you know, you do have a really strong friendship connection there. And it's like, and that's always good, because you do. You want to be, you know, like best friends. I mean, if you're going to marry somebody, you might as well marry your best friend. You know, you got a good handle on who they are. But again, you know, just with those two Saturns, there would be some lessons to be learned from both you know, from both directions. It's like he's got some lessons to learn, and so do you. So it would be a very soul-growing thing. Again, it would be one of those, it's kind of like our previous caller. It's like this one would be kind of challenging, a challenging relationship a little bit. But, you know, you can make it work, like I said, you know. Yeah, go ahead.
We've actually been together for the past 7 years, so.
Oh, wow. 7-year itch. I've heard that. With married couples. Wow. Okay. So you kind of took a break and you kind of came back, and it's like, oh, you know, it can be better the second time.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering if, so like past lives relationship, basically we're just in each other's lives to try to work stuff out, and once that's done, it's like goodbye or something, or?
It can be, you know, but like I said, a lot of times what you'll find is, you know, the past life connections, like I said, literally people spend their whole life and this time working it out. So it's like you might be together a very, 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 very long time. You know, it just depends on what you guys want to do with it, you know?
Okay.
So, Denise, anything else?
I was wondering about.
Yeah, the only other thing I'm picking up on is if you use your, and this is a general thing really, if you use your partner as a learning, anything you don't like about them or what bothers you about them, it's the universe reflecting back part of yourself in its rest, and it's really encouraging with them. Something that you're not happy with is angry or jealous or greedy or whatever it is. It's the part you're in within yourself to do that. It's the problem with this. If you can address that really in our lives acts as a mirror of our not only shortcomings, our faults, but also our gifts and our beauty are reflected in other people, then you can make the relationship work. Because instead of saying, I don't like them for this because they do this, that and the other, go, is there a part of me that behaves like that, that I need to heal? And when you start to look at yourself, you start to change the dynamics of the relationship. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I think we had some bad sound quality there for the first part. It's like the first part of what you were saying, it's like I was going, I couldn't quite understand you.
Yeah,
I
didn't understand that too.
Yeah, there was like the mirrors in the relationship. Is that kind of what you're talking about? It's like, you know, we mirror each other in a relationship?
Yeah, we mirror each other. So if there's something you're seeing in somebody that you're not happy with, it's the universe showing you, using them to show you an aspect of yourself that you need to deal with and heal in yourself. So if you're with somebody that's jealous, for example, you need to heal your own jealousy. When you've healed your own jealousy, the issue disappears. The dynamics of the relationship changes. And if more people understood that in relationships, I think there would be a lot less hassle and a lot less fighting goes on, because instead of trying to change the other person, we need to change ourselves and become the best we can be, and that's reflected because like attracts like. So
right.
if you're an angry person, you're going to attract an angry person, and you might be, you know, saying they're always angry, this, that, and the other, and blaming them, when in actual fact they're just reflecting your anger, and you need to heal your own anger, and then, you know, you attract somebody who doesn't have that issue. That's what I was trying to explain, really. So you two are being brought together. When Kelly talks about lessons to be learned from one another, there's issues that are being reflected in the mirror back and forward. And if you can take that concept into your relationship the second time round and start to heal what you're not happy with in him, that may be a part of you, this relationship could go forward and be very happy. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, good luck with it.
Oh, thank you, guys.
And as always,
bye.
Let us know. Let us know how it goes. We always like to hear back. All righty. Wow. It's been a day so far. And we still have several to go here. Let's see. Take a quick break and give you a little moment here. It's like, just tell everybody how to get a hold of. We had a whole bunch come in the queue, so it's like now's a good time to tell them how to get a hold of you, Jeanine.
Okay, people can go to my website, crystalkey.com. That's crystalki.com. There are books on there. I've got 4 books published about mind, body, spirit, and personal development. And my MP3 programs are also on there if you're interested in finding out. And would like some healing in an audio download rather than on a one-to-one basis. There are 13 hours of MP3s on offer for $97 plus a free ebook. And at the moment, my treatments are on half price offer and my readings for $120 for a treatment for an hour. And the readings are $120 donation to my foundation for 30-minute to 45-minute reading, depending on what comes through. This is sole purpose reading. This is not readings to tell you you're going to meet Mr. Right next week, I'm afraid. This is about why you were born, you know, what you were born to do and what your soul contracts are and what you're meant to be doing in your career and your life purpose. It's a different kind of reading in that respect. Other information just come in as well, but it's so that's on offer at the moment. Also, we've got a workshop by Skype on Sunday. We've got a couple of places left on that. If you're interested in learning how to work with Crystal Key, which is the diamond energy that I use, and if you want to go to crystalkey.com and go to the homepage, there is a demonstration video on there of me actually taking the diamond energy through you. So this is a level one workshop. It's $195, £125 for the day, and it's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern time. That's 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the UK. And that's by Skype. So if you're interested in that, you can contact me via crystalkey.com, the contact page, and let me know that you're interested. You need a Skype account to be brought into the workshop, though. So that is important. Bear that in mind. And that's about it for now, I think, Kelly. That's just
right.
Giving people a little bit more information about how to find me. And there's lots of information on the website. And also, I run my own foundation as well. And if anybody would like to make a donation, please feel free to go to the website and just donate as much or as little as you want. It's all appreciated. It all helps because it helps me to give free treatments and discounts to people from my mind detox programs, which are one-to-one with me on a two-hour session. And they help remove the cause of disease, they help remove addictions, they help remove fears, and all sorts of amazing things. This really is a powerful treatment. So anybody who makes a donation is helping me to help those who can't afford to come for treatments at my clinic in London in the UK. Okay, Over to you, Kelly.
Right. Sounds good. And what I will tell our listeners, too, is, like, if you don't have Skype, Skype does, S-K-Y-P-E, they offer a free download. So it's like you can go get that. And if there's some of these classes you guys want to take, be aware there is a free download, and it does not cost anything to make Skype calls, even overseas. So it's like it opens doors so you guys can, you know, even if from America, we can go and sit in on her classes. So it's like, yeah, it would be awesome. All right.
Yeah, and Skype treatments as well, Kelly. We can give, I give treatments by Skype to people all over the world as well. So, you know, you don't need to be with me in person. So that's another thing. So, yes, I forgot to say that. Skype is free, guys. So it's really worth having. You can talk to your relatives in the other side of the world for free. It's brilliant.
There you go. All righty. Area code 208. You're on with us.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Misty. We talked a couple of weeks ago about my father-in-law.
Oh, I remember. How are you?
I'm better.
You're better, yeah. You were a little bit upset. I do remember.
Yeah. I have a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
One of them is my husband just barely found out that my father-in-law's tax lady told him that he'd done something secretly to where none of the kids will know about it until later. So we were kind of wondering if he has a living will, or not a living will, but a living trust.
Okay.
I'm kind of seeing if you can pick that up. It's like, yeah, I don't know. I'm not getting much on that. That would really be Jethro's area. But are you catching anything? If I can, and it's like I was kind of hoping because you know we lost that segment, Janine. It's like that. I remember that one. It's we did on the spiritual learning connection, and
yeah.
we lost that episode.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, maybe you can. You know. I remember that too. It's like you saw that big golden energy. It's like it was very emotional. Yes, I do.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It's not. I'm not actually picking anything up on that one, to be honest with you. It's information that is not being given to me, and I'm not seeing him around tonight either. Or tonight here, today in the States.
Is there anybody that's wanting to talk to me?
Okay, let's see. I am picking up something, and it's about your soul path. And do you work with? Have you considered working with angels at all? Because I'm seeing a lot of angels around you, and they're trying to connect with you, to work with you, to guide you forward. Have you done any work with angels before?
Yeah, I have. Because my father-in-law sent me a message through me a while back. Spiritual message. He went through me what they call electric handwriting. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. They want you to get to work with them angel cards. So if you haven't got any, it'd be a good idea for you to get some angel cards. It's going to be, you're a medium yourself. And, you know, they want you to be working with this a lot more than you are at the moment. Once you get over the initial distress of losing your father-in-law, he's going to be able to channel information through you. And I think this is what's going on here. He's not here tonight. He's not speaking to me. I mean, I could see him really clearly last time you phoned in. And all I'm seeing around you is angels at the moment. And they're showing me a path with lots of different souls, is the best way I can describe them, waiting to speak through you as a channel. So this is something that they want you to know, that you need to be using your psychic abilities and your mediumship skills more to give messages to people, as I did for you a few weeks ago. This is an important part of your journey,
if you
like.
Okay, and my second question is, can you tell me about anything of my past life?
Is there a specific area? Because you've had lots of past lives. It's not, you know, that's a bit open, really. Is there anything specific that you'd like some insight into?
Kind of something, one of my past lives that kind of explains for who I am today, or, yeah.
Okay. Well, what's being shown here is you in a farmhouse with a broom sweeping the floor. You were quite poor, didn't have a small holding in a farm. So there are some issues around money because of this, because of the poverty consciousness that this is has left in your consciousness. So that's something you can get my free download for removing poverty consciousness if you go to the website and the programs. In fact, if you go to crystalkeyhealing.com, it would take you direct to be able to get, it's a 25-minute guided meditation to release poverty consciousness. So that's what they're showing me here. So there may be some issues around money, and this is related to this past life where you were basically a poor farmer's wife, and there is lack there in your consciousness, in your frequencies as a result. So that's something that needs to be worked on for you to move forward and prosper. Okay.
Okay. So I had multiple past lives then.
Yeah, we've all had multiple past lives. Lots and lots of them.
Okay.
Why do you think that's funny?
Because this is all new to me, and I didn't think there was any past lives, actually, because this is, wow, yeah. I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, we have a lot of past lives, and they have a huge impact on the life we lead, you know, now, because they have, we have fears from past lives, we have monetary blocks on past lives, we have emotional blocks, relationship blocks that can be related to past lives. We can bump into somebody who we've never met before in our lives, but we instantly feel we're in love with them because we were in love with them in a past life. And as soon as you make that energetic connection again, that love is triggered in your heart center, and that can be quite confusing for people. So yeah, the past lives are responsible for a lot that go on in this lifetime, lots and lots of different things. Very interesting area, and it may be something that you can look into, as you know you've got the ability to tap into your psychic gifts and maybe look into that area if it's of interest to you.
I'm married to a husband right now, and he's kind of sort of like a farmer. I'm wondering if it was him in my past life. So I remember when I was a kid, I always dated a guy named Steve. Always. And I was like, and my husband's name is Steve.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So Steve had a big impact on you in a past life, obviously.
Oh, yeah, obviously, because when I was like, maybe 10, 11 years old, I've always was attracted to little boys my age named Steve. And then as I got older, I dated a lot of Steves.
How?
You must have been really in love with a guy called Steve in a past life. Whoever this Steve was in a past life must have been very special to you, because you obviously think that only Steves are good enough as a result. Or only Steve's the right for you. As long as you're happily married to Steve, not a problem, is it?
No, not really. I know. Kelly has told me about the destiny cards, and it was, wow. Between him and I, it's like when we do argue, we really get into an argument, which don't happen very often.
Well, apart from the arguing, though, you're happily married, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I was going to say, seven more folks go here, and thank you for calling today, Missy.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right.
See you all the best.
We'll hear from me again. All righty. My goodness, we're going to have to step it up here. Janine is like, put on the gas. We've got a bunch to go, but it's okay. I think we can do it. 706 is next. 706.
Hello. 706, are you there?
Okay.
Hello.
Sometimes people mute their phones. So I'll tell you what, we'll put 706 back in the queue here, and we'll go forward to our next one. Area code 678. You're on.
Hello, how you doing?
Hello, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I'd like to thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Do you have a name?
My name is Greg.
Hi, Greg. Thanks for calling in. How can we help?
Yes, I met a young lady through a friend of mine back in 2011, and we've been on and off in a relationship. We love each other very much. It's just that we've been having a hard time meshing, and we live in two different states. And so I thought about it. If I was to move to her state, one of the things would be better, and I just want to know, do you see that happening?
I would say yes here. There's a definite, quite a strong bond between you two. And she wants you, she there. And that's what I'm being shown. Yeah.
She wants you. Relationship's very hard. Oh, you're sounding again, Janine.
I'm having a hard time hearing.
Yeah, Janine, it's like something's with your sound again. It's like I'm not sure what happens. It's like you most of the time you're clear and then you get really fuzzy, and you're really fuzzy right now.
Okay. Well, not touching it. I don't know. It must be
there.
Going on with it in the other way. On the other way, it's completely out. Hello?
Let's see. Maybe it might be just the microphone, maybe? How close are you to the microphone? There we go.
Yeah. Is that better?
That's a little better.
Sorry, technical problems that happen to the radio sometimes. I don't know what else I can do. I've moved the microphone and... We still have problems. Can you hear me now?
Just a little bit. It's like, I did that on the last call a little bit too. It's like, with this bit, previous one, yeah. I don't know whether it's your microphone or just kind of go testing. It's like, let's see where you're at.
Can you hear me now? Can you clear
me now?
The microphone. I've moved the microphone.
There we go. Okay, kind of.
Yeah. That'd be better.
Caller, I'm gonna let you tell her. It's like how is she sounding? It's like it's important for you to hear.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Greg, can you hear me? Greg, can you hear me?
I can hear.
Hello. You can.
Yes, I can hear.
Okay. Yeah. So what we're trying to say is that I'm saying that you should be moving. It'd be a good thing for you to be moving to be with this woman. Passing, you both look really rosy, to be honest. I'm feeling rose petals. And it looks really. You don't have any problems with me.
Okay, so you're basically saying that you don't see a problem me relocating to a city and possibly seeing the things that turn around for us?
Yeah, I mean, this looks really positive for
you. Okay. So you say it's real positive. Okay.
Yeah. It's looking good. That's what I'm being shown.
Okay.
So go for
okay.
it. I wish
okay.
you all the best. Thanks, Greg. Sorry about the technical difficulties.
Huh?
I'm sorry about the difficulties with the microphone. So I don't know what's going on tonight. Yeah.
Can't quite tell.
Yeah, I can't either.
Okay.
Well, Kelly, I think you need to carry on without me.
To carry on. I got to carry on something. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Skype is going wacky on us. Darn. Okay. Let's see. From the nearest hill. Hold it high. That's what you do with the cell phones. Oh, goodness. Okay, try it now.
Okay, I'm still here. I don't know if you can hear me.
Caller, how are you doing? Is that a little bit clearer?
It's still muffling.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Okay. Alrighty. Wow. I'm gonna say did you make enough sense of what she said there, Greg?
Yeah. She pretty much said that she saw that it was a good move if I was to relocate, which is what I was seeking to get. I was seeking to get that answer, so I got the clarity that I needed to get.
Okay, sounds good. But whatever comes through, it's like, you know, sometimes we have this, it's like it's energy. I mean, I don't know any other way to explain it to our listeners. It's like, we run a lot of really, I'll say, high energy with everybody on the show because, you know, we are psychics and wildness. Like, we do have a lot of psychic energy here, and we have discovered that it really does interfere with computers and phones and things like that. And it's like, sometimes it's blog talk and sometimes it's us.
All right. Well, thank you for taking my call.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right.
I don't know what's going on. Can you
hear me, Kay? Yeah, kind of. It's like you're kind of sound a little hollow. It's like hollow and scratchy. It's like it's a hollow, scratchy tube there.
What's happening with you two as well? To me.
Oh. Okay.
So,
all right. See, and there we go. Now, see, and we get moments of clarity there where you were just like right there. It's like, can we hear you now?
I can hear you perfectly now. Can you hear me okay?
Okay. A little bit. Yeah, I was going to say a little bit. It's like, try it again. Okay. You want to try another caller? We've got 770.
Yeah. Well, if you can hear me, try another caller and see how it goes. If not, I'm afraid you're on your own.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's almost, I almost want to say, What would happen if you disconnect and call back in? It's like I'm not sure. It's something with the connection because it's
okay. I'll call back in.
All righty,
I'll call back
that's
in.
It. Okay. All right, hang on, guys. It's like she's gonna try this. We're gonna call back in and get her back there and see if we can clear that connection up here. My goodness, that was really interesting. Of course, she's having it. Might be weather events because I know. And you guys want to check out www.spaceweather.com. Space Weather has something we said that there was. What in the world was it? Okay, let's see. There we go. I think that's her. Let's try it again here. There we go.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
That's a little bit better. That is a lot of bit better.
Okay,
just tell our listening audience to check out www.spaceweather.com because somebody told me yesterday they were having. What they call CMEs, it's like coronal mass ejections, which i.e. means solar flares. It's like, you know, that's what you get in the scientific community. So we may have some of those solar flares hitting the atmosphere. That may be what's going on here. But okay, we're going to go with 770. You are, there we go. We got 770 on.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hello, do you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Hi. This is Maddie from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hello, Maddie. How can we help?
I'm calling about money, financial. There's a large lump sum of money that's owed to me, and the last update I received, it sounds good. So I was just wondering, do you see it coming through this year?
I still think you've got a few more months to wait.
A few more months?
I'm getting 3 to 6 months. So I do think that there's it's going to come through this year, but I'm being told 3 to 6 months.
Okay. Oh, well, that's good to know. Okay.
So
I was hoping it would come through this year because the update was very good.
Yeah. Yeah, well, just be open to receiving. Remember,
I will.
You know, say to the universe, I'm open to receiving, and keep yourself open and try not to dwell on it too much, because sometimes if you try to pull things towards you too much, it can cause resistance and it puts blocks in your path. So just give it to God and be open, and you know, hopefully everything will go according to plan, and within the next 3 to 6 months you'll get the money that's due to you.
Oh, hello. Hey, Ray. What about relationships?
Oh, you know, relationships aren't my thing. I'm doing my best here tonight with relationships, but
it's not your thing. Oh,
I'm good. I do pick up.
Get
on
us healing with relationships.
Yeah, I'm a relationship healer rather than predicting relationships.
So
you in a relationship?
Are you in one now? What?
Are you in a relationship now?
I'm talking to someone now.
You're talking to someone now.
I'm talking to someone now, and he's in my town visiting right now.
Okay.
Okay.
He's a big guy, isn't he?
Big? No. He's not big.
He's got big energy.
Oh, he has big energy, but he's not.
He's a powerful spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Is he the short guy with the glasses?
Yeah. Short guy with glasses. About 5'8", if you consider 5'8" for a man is short, right?
Wow.
Short
for
a man.
Exactly.
What? He does wear glasses.
Yeah. Well, what he lacks in height, he makes up for in his energy, because he's a big guy. I mean, I'm being shown spirit. His spirit is big.
He thinks very large, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I see energies rather than people's physical, you
mm-hmm.
know, bodies. He's a nice guy, actually. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
He's got good energy. He's cheerful. He's got a good heart. And there's a lot of spiritual energy around him, a lot of spiritual colors around him, a lot of purple around him as well. Violet, purple colors around him.
Okay.
So,
is he the one you were dreaming about, like, for 3 years?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Dreaming about for, like, 3 years? No.
Okay, different one. Okay. Different
one.
He's
the one I went to school with, and he contacted me in August of last year. And I still don't remember him in school, but he remembered me well.
Well, wow. Yeah, obviously.
And he said he was always interested in me, but he never said anything. He didn't know what to say.
Oh, bless him.
Cool.
So,
he's a nice energy. Yeah.
And he does have nice energy. I agree with that.
I think that you're going to have a relationship with this guy, and I think he would treat you well. And
okay.
He's got respect. He comes from a family that he's been brought up to respect women, and that's a real nice attribute in a man.
Yes. Mhm.
He's a gentleman at heart.
Yeah. Well, he did tell me he's a real man.
Yeah, but real men are gentlemen. To me, you know, real men are people that you would, you know, like Rob Roy, who in the movie Rob Roy, they're real, you know, they're gentlemen, but they're manly, and they're sensitive as well. They've got all of the attributes. It's not, being a gentleman doesn't make you less of a man. In fact, to me, it makes you more of a man.
Exactly. Well, I think he's a little shy. Do you see him being a little shy?
I think you may need to pull the reins a little bit in this relationship. Yeah, I think, you know. And
I mean, do you say?
You need to pull on the reins. Like, you're in the driving, be in the driving seat a little bit more than he will, because he's still, don't forget, he's still looking at you as that girl at school.
He was in awe of you then, and it's like he's still kind of in awe of you now, which is kind of cool.
So I need to be like in the driver's seat.
Yeah, a little bit, not too pushy.
Oh, because
don't,
you know what?
Off.
It's so hard for me to be that, because I never had to.
Well, it's not so much, you know, we don't want you to go and throw a rope round in his neck and lasso him and pull him in, you know, not that kind of driving seat. We just want you to be a little bit flirtatious with him so that he knows you like him. You know,
I
he knows
see.
You're interested. Yeah, he's still got those little schoolboy nerves going on there.
Okay.
So he needs to, you know, he's a little bit nervous. He needs to know that you're interested.
Okay. So that's why he did tell me he was a little skeptical of me. And I said, why are you skeptical of me? I think he said because of it's not what I say, it's what I don't say.
Yeah. Well, that's it then, isn't it? It's what you don't say. So maybe
it's
you
what
do
I
need
don't,
to say.
I need to flirt.
Yeah.
I need to be a little bit more flirtatious. Yeah. You need to flirt a little
yeah.
bit more.
Yeah, well, yeah, just let him know that you are interested.
Okay, I put a glass of wine in me. I can do that.
There you go.
Only one, not two.
Not two, no. I probably, because I don't drink but a glass of wine, but once in a blue moon, maybe once every 6 months. So you're right, two probably, I'll probably be drunk.
Yeah, it's half a glass. You can split a half a glass with him.
Okay, so I got two good answers. What was on my mind? My money and prospect for a relationship.
Yeah, positive. Yep. There's a lot of positive energy around you. You're a positive person, though, aren't you? I am.
Jeffro said, you're a very positive person. That's good. I said, I can't help it.
Law of attraction. You attract in what you put out. You know, it's like what you put forth, you know, you cast your bed upon the water and in many days it comes back to you. It's like what you put out comes back. So it's like, yes, you put out.
But you know what, Kelly, you did a reading for this guy for me, and you said that we are connected in the spiritual.
Right.
We have a spiritual connection. But you did tell me that he can be deception. He can be deceived. You know what I'm saying.
Right. A little bit. Yeah,
and I told you his birthday was, he's a six of diamonds.
Oh, okay. He's got a very faded path. And he's going to be good with money. Hang on to that one.
Oh, okay. A diamond, nice. All about money. Okay. And I believe that, too.
I was going to say, it's really funny because diamond people, it's like if you have a relationship with a diamond person, it's always said that you kind of have like a price on your head because they always look at you as, they don't mean to, but they kind of assign this value to you. And it's like because diamonds are here to learn their value lessons. And it's like anybody they're involved with, it's like you have a certain value to them. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. I'm a seven of spades with the planetary ruler card for a diamond.
You're four. Or he is. He's a four.
No, I said my planetary ruling card is a four diamond.
Right, it makes it really solid.
The what?
He's really solid with what he's. It makes it really solid with what he's doing.
Oh, okay. All right. And I think his planetary ruler is a ten of heart.
Oh, yours is a four of diamonds. Oh, that's why you got the connection.
Mine's a four
of
diamonds. His is a ten of heart.
Ten of hearts. He's got a big heart. Okay.
That's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got a big heart, so just be careful with that big heart, because it's like diamonds have kind of have a diamond edge on them, but sometimes, you know, it's like they still got feelings under there. So it's like if you pierce that armor, it's like if you hurt their feelers, it's like they're really hurt. So
okay.
Pretty nice.
Okay, I'll be nice. I am nice. I'm, like you said, I'm positive. Yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. He's a nice guy. He deserves to be treated. He's a little bit sensitive. That's gentle. Be gentle with him.
Yes.
I will.
Yeah,
okay, I will. I definitely will.
Cool.
Okay, thank you guys very much.
You bet. Call back and let us know how it goes. It's like that.
I will. I definitely will. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, goodness. All righty. Wow. Janine, we're working here. Next one, area code 617. We got about 15 minutes left. It's like, yeah, and we've got several in the queue. My question is, we have an option here. We can extend this and probably get everybody in tonight if you want to do that. How are you feeling?
I don't mind, Kelly. I really don't mind. Hello.
Hello. How you
doing? You're on.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
How you doing? This is Catherine. How you doing? Good evening.
Fantastic. How are you, Catherine?
I'm doing okay. The reason for my call is that I go with this guy in Oregon, and he got a family, and they all want to fight with me and this and that. Do you see me get into a fight with one of his nieces or sisters?
Do we see you getting into a fight?
Over,
is that what you're...
It's all over him.
Right. There are some there's some issues going on there with you and these girls. It's definitely a possibility because I can see that there's some finger wagging going on. But at the end of the day, you're the one that's going to have to take control. So, you know, you can either use your inner wisdom, and you're an old soul. You've been here a long time. You've got plenty of wisdom to go by, and you can act as the matriarch in this situation and calm it all down. Or you can let your emotions rule you and you can let this turn into quite a nasty fight, I think. So obviously the advice is to let your wise self take over and to try and be the peacemaker. Which
because
you're more than...
Because he's not going nowhere, huh?
Sorry?
It's all about the guy I go with. His family members don't want him with me. And they threaten him, they threaten me as well. So I'm like, and he's still here with me.
Well, the thing is whether he wants to be with you, that counts. And if he wants to be with you and you're happy with that, then you go forward with this. But you need to let them know that you're with him because you care about him and that you're not prepared to give him up. No matter what.
I try to explain that to him, but it seemed to me they want him back with his ex-girlfriend or wife or something like that.
Right.
I think there's another woman involved.
What does he think about it all?
He don't say much.
He doesn't say much. Okay, that's useful.
He's always with them. He comes home to me at night, but he still be with them, though. That's his family, I know, but... Has he seen another woman while he's with them?
No, I'm not picking up on that one at all. I don't think so. But they've got quite a strong hold on him. They're a big influence in his life and in his decisions. And to be honest, I think he needs to stand up for himself a little bit more there.
Yeah, I said the same thing too.
Yeah.
I think the same thing too.
Yeah, they're a bit overpowering and they kind of boss him around a little bit and he just takes it because he wants an easy life.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. And that's why he doesn't say too much. He's an old soul and he wants a peaceful journey this time. He doesn't want any hassle. He just wants to float along and everything to just run smoothly. So he's trying to keep the peace.
But they don't want it like that, though. They want to have war for no reason.
Yeah, well, you're wiser than that now, so you need to work on asking for positive energies to be brought in between you and his family and to heal the rift that's going on in there. Whatever that is going on, this is to do with some past life issue between you and the whole family. I think you've been involved with them in a past life and you've hurt them in a past life, so they're not happy for you.
I've never been with nobody in his family.
I'm talking about in a past life now, in a previous lifetime to this one, so you wouldn't even know about it. And this is why they've got some issues with you. They don't even really know why, but they just feel it. It's like an energy between you. So you could ask, have you heard me before talking about the Ho'oponopono, where you say, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I forgive you, I forgive me, and thank you, and you do it over and over again? What it does is it clears and heals the energies Or do you pray?
That's all I've been doing is praying. And I've been asking God, what is the issue? His nieces don't threaten me. His sisters, they don't tell him. As long as he stay with me, he's not part of their family. I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah, well, maybe asking for a specific prayer for something like asking God to bless, heal, and glorify the relationship between you and his family. And just because when you glorify something, you bring in source energy into
right.
it. You bring in pure God into it when you glorify it. So just saying that prayer every day.
This side of the family I'm dealing with, they're evil. They go to church every Sunday, but they're evil.
That's a hard word to use against somebody.
They are evil. That's what they act. They act like they demons' kids, like they Satan's kids. That's what they act like. I'm like, this is crazy. I don't understand them.
Well, I think bringing in, still praying for the energies to be healed between the two of you. Are you really happy in your relationship with this guy? Do you want to stay with him? Is it worth the hassle?
I want to stay with him, but when it comes to his family members, we argue too much, and he always going parties and this and that. And I can't go because we don't get along. I want to be when I don't know. It's his family.
Yeah.
They're trying their hardest to break us up.
Yeah, well, I think you've got some decisions to make because he's not going to be leaving his family. The bond is really, really strong. So you've got some decisions to make here, really, whether you continue with this relationship and the stress that it comes with it, or whether you move on.
So I should move on, leave him alone, let him go?
Yeah, you're at a fork in the road, really. Where you go one way alone or you go the other way and you take the stress that comes with the love.
Oh, okay. So I'm dealing with, either go one way or stay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I go my way, is he going to try to come back and get me? Because I don't told him to leave 1,000 times. He won't leave.
I don't think it's as easy as that. I think his family have got a really strong hold over him. And I don't think he's got the strength of character to move away from them.
Yeah, but I told him already to leave my house, to leave me alone. But he won't leave me alone. And his family's mad with him because he won't leave me alone.
Yeah.
So he wants a relationship on one level, but it's like... Is he trying to be a peacekeeper? It's like, Janine, I'd almost look at that as like, is he trying to be the peacekeeper and have these two groups from previous make peace?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks like on a karmic level, in the middle here to try and fix the karma between you and his family from a past life.
Yeah.
And, I don't know what's going on exactly, but as I said to you earlier, you are a wise soul and you are the one that's going to offer the hand of peace.
So I'm going to be the one to bring the family back as one big family supposed to be?
Yes, you're the one that's going to have to bite your tongue and go in and try and make friends. This is your soul message for you. That this whole thing could be healed, and you're the one that's in the driving seat again here because instead of fighting,
you have to be the devil with the olive branch.
Yeah, offering the olive branch exactly, going in and just saying, I really want to be friends with you guys, and if I've upset you, please accept my apology.
I did, but I tried that. I've been to their birthday parties and gave them gifts and this and that, and I'm like, I just gave up.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Things are changing. Sometimes we have to persevere. Sometimes we have to just keep going at things, and there can be hard work. This is an old rift. It goes back a long time.
So something you said happened in my past with them, and I don't even know what it was. I'm lost.
Like
I'm confused with that
like
one.
The Hatfields and the Coys. It's like it's one of those feuds that started a long time ago with something or other on an energy level, and it's like it's just continued forward. It's kind of like that.
I don't.
Yeah.
I still don't get it because I don't know nobody from his family tree to even have a confusion. That's why. That's why I'm lost at like there. Now I'm gonna get off. I'm gonna be lost with that one because I'm like past. I'm like, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what the past could be.
Well, I would suggest that you keep praying for the good energies to come in for this, and on a level, sending out the vibes that you would like them to forgive you for what you know, whatever it is they're angry with you for, and just keep persevering with the, you know, being friendly.
And just pray, just keep praying to God and Jesus for them.
Yeah, keep praying for God to bless, heal, and glorify the relationship between you and his family every day. It works. Prayer's
okay,
a powerful thing.
Should I burn a white candle?
Yeah, bless, heal, and glorify. They're the words, bless, heal, and glorify.
Oh, okay. I do that every morning at 6 o'clock and do that, right?
Brilliant.
Sure. Gives you a couple of time. It gives you something to set, you know, good vibes out for the day. It's like, absolutely.
That's what I will start doing then. Because I got to do
there
something.
There you go. Alrighty, we'll talk to you again.
Well
thank
done.
You.
Okay,
well
thank
good
y'all.
Luck with it. Good luck
thank
with
you.
It.
Thanks again. All right. Bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, goodness. All righty. We're going to get through this, Jeanine. We are. A little into the good. I think I can.
How many have we got left in the queue, Kelly?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have 5, and we have 33
okay.
minutes. So it's like,
okay.
It's going to be a quick trip, about 5 minutes apiece here. So I'm going to stick a timer on you here. Okay. Area code 580. 580, you're on with us.
Hi. My name is Vicky. I have a question about... A friend of mine, my husband passed away recently, and I reconnected with an old friend from my past, and kind of got a relationship going on. You know, I want to see, do you know where it's going to lead? He considers us a couple, you know.
Wow.
But there's some situation where we can't be together. He's in one town, and I'm in another. So we're not together physically, but we talk on the phone. We do ride each other, like, all the time, you know. And I knew him before I met my husband, but we were just friends, you know. And I don't know, maybe I'm just kind of being standoffish because I feel like I'm being unfaithful to my husband even though he's gone.
Oh.
Oh, that yeah. I can understand that one. I can understand that one. This man really does think a lot of you. He's got a lot of respect for you. And I don't think that your husband minds you being in a relationship at all.
I was gonna say, your husband wants you to be, you know, your husband is on the other side, and it's like he knows he can't physically be with you, and it's like, you know, you're a person by yourself, and it's like it's not betraying your husband's memory to have another relationship, not in any way, shape, or form. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
No, and he actually likes this guy. That's what I'm being told. And this guy can see him with his arms around you, and he's just got a really caring energy. He really cares for you. And I think he would, I'm picking up that he would like more from the relationship than you're actually giving him. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's important for you to let go of, you've got some guilt issues going on here about betraying your husband, and you need to let that go because, you know, your husband wouldn't want you to be alone.
No.
And this man has come in, and in the level of spirit, they're actually friends. This guy's spirit's come in, so I'll take care of her for you type of attitude. It's like he's handed him over, you know, handed you over willingly, knowing that you're in safe hands. That's what I'm being shown.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important that you understand that, because you don't need to feel guilty. There's absolutely no reason for it whatsoever. Your husband approves of this relationship. The last thing he wants is you on your own. He wants you to be taken care of, and he wants you to be with somebody that, you know, really does respect you as a person that you are, and this man does. So if you're holding me at arm's length because of, you know, worrying about your husband, you need to drop your guard and let this guy in, because his energy towards you is really very good, very honourable.
Okay.
And respectful.
Do you see wedding bells down the road? Because he had made a comment to his grandmother. His grandmother is very old-fashioned Catholic. And she said, oh, you're not going to disrespect this woman and dishonor her. You know, y'all are going to get married, right? And he said, Granny, you know. He said, in time. And he told me, he said, I told my grandmother about you. And I'm like, oh, crap, this is serious.
It's serious. It sure is. I think you just answered your own question. Of course there's going to be wedding bells.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let you live in sin.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I think you're both quite traditional as well in the fact that you would feel happier if there was a ring on your finger. And he's the same. He's kind of old-fashioned at heart. Yeah. And, yeah, I am being shown wedding bells now.
Okay.
Again, but, you know, this is all, it's up to you. You need to, if you want to move forward with this, you need to let all of this guilt go and let your guard down and let this guy come in and let him take care of you, which is what he wants to do.
Okay. Well, my husband used to tease me about him all the time because, like I said, I knew him before I knew my husband, but we were just friends, and he's 15 years younger than I am. But I would always tell my husband, you know, I always had the hots for him. I didn't say anything, but, you know.
Yeah.
And he's been my rock. He has. I can talk to him about anything, you know.
Well, there you go.
He tells me all the time. You know, I've sat and cried all day, Mother's Day, and he called me, and he said, you know, I'm so sorry. He said, you know. He said, I feel so bad because I can't be there just to hug you and make it okay, you know. So it was a really hard holiday because I lost my grandmother on Mother's Day, too. And, he's been my rock. He has. Even though we're not physically together.
You know. How far geographical distance do you have between?
Well, he's kind of in a situation right now where he got in trouble.
Oh.
You know. Yeah, and he's told me, you know, he wants to turn his life around and, you know, that just the situation that he was in when we used to live in the same town together and he got caught up in a bunch of drama. And
happened.
Yeah, so he's got a year and a half till the end of next summer, you know. But
there you go.
I believe in dating for a year at least before marriage. I said, okay, that's fine with me.
That's about the same. I always heard there's a two years. Like you want to go with somebody about 2 years before you really make that commitment, because when you've seen them through, you know, like four seasons twice, it's like you get a pretty good idea what that person's about.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling. Yeah, good luck with it. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's kind of cool. Golly. Now we're having a little hang on, guys. We're having a little bit of technical blog talk moment here as it does. Okay, there we go. Got that cleared out. Okay, area code 541. 541, you're on with us.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. my name is Annalisa. And I'd like to know, the man that I've been in communication with, we've gone through just different levels of our getting to know each other, and I'm just wanting to know what is the nature of our relationship and what are our past lives together?
Okay. Well, first of all, I think you ought to give your birthdays to Kelly and let's see what she picks up on through the cards. And then while she's doing that, I'll be picking up on your past life connections, okay?
Okay, great. My birthday is December 24th. Do you need the year?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not to do the comparison. No, not right now.
Okay.
And his is November 12th.
11, 12. Okay, so we got 12, 24. Oh, you got a big heart. You're a seven of hearts. That's about faith and stuff. And you also have a nine of spades as your planetary ruler. Okay, got a lot of stuff going there just by yourself. Okay, and him with 11, 12. Oh, my goodness, it's got to be an eight of clubs day. That is actually Jethro's birthday. That's there's a eight of clubs there, and there's also a ten of hearts. Now, Scorpios have two ruling planets. He's got a ten of hearts, and he's also got a queen of diamonds. Wow. Interesting. Energies there together. Let's see here what you guys are going to do. Because sevens, you know, I mean, as a seven of hearts, it's like you guys are about faith. You know, I always joke about, you know, faith, love, and pixie dust. It's like, you know, faith, trust, and pixie dust, however that goes. But you're the spiritual love card, and he is one of the really psychic cards of the deck. You know, he's got a lot of intuition and stuff. Just talk about this relationship. For you know, from your direction, I'll say, oh man, your very first connection is Venus in the spiritual. Wow, that's you got a past love that's going. You've got a Mars connection, which can be can bring a lot of passion and energy to a relationship. You've got Jupiter again in the spiritual. Some very good, you know, fortunate things. And you guys were probably like in the same, church group or something like that. You know, in past life, you got some Pluto. You got a Pluto connection there. And that's kind of like Mars raised an octave. It's like there can be some, you know, power and control stuff, some things to be worked out. And you also got Neptune in the spiritual. And Neptune is, you know, the ideology, the, you know, kind of the dreamer, that kind of stuff. The only thing you have to watch with the Neptune connections is they say don't let your dreams become a nightmare, okay? So you need to be able to see that person as a star. But you've got those three spiritual connections. That's really a lot of positive there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like, yeah. You got some things to finish up, and that, you know, the fact that Venus is right there, you know, right out in front. It's like I would say, you know, you got a past love that you guys kind of want to pick up and go forward with. What you getting, Janine?
I'm not getting that there was a past relationship with you two, but I am getting that you were very close friends in one life, and in another life, I'm seeing you as sisters, siblings.
Hmm. That's funny because I have a deck of cards. So I forget which ones they are, but it has two children, and I keep pulling up that card. You know, so
cool.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of love there. That's not relationship love, if you know what I mean. It's a much deeper connection. It's a strong bond that goes beyond. Just, you know, the man and woman love, that there's a sibling love, you and your sister. I'm not sure if you were around about the same age. There's only about a year age gap in that lifetime, and you were like, you know, twins, you know,
uh-huh.
They're showing me, basically. So there's a really strong bond there. And you've had at least two lives together that I'm being shown now, so... So the positive energies have been brought forward. On a soul level, there's some unfinished business that you've got with people around you that you've been brought together to sort out in this lifetime. One of the things that you've been brought together to sort out. I think there were some issues with some people around you revolving around money.
Mm-hmm.
So just being aware if there's any money issues going on around you, or somebody comes into your life and takes advantage or rips you off or something like that, that this is a karmic thing going on. I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
Well, it seems to be a theme that I've loaned people money and then they don't want to pay me back. And I'm really tired because I'm very trusting. You know, my heart goes out to them and I say, okay, and then I'm the one who's ending up paying for them. You know, and then they'll say, oh, well, it's so long ago, let it go. I'm like, well, wait a minute, you know.
Yeah.
That was not the agreement.
Yeah,
well, just have the bank and see how they respond to that.
There was was permission given in a past life here that's affecting this. Basically, there's a permission. Have you heard of the Akashic Records?
Yes.
There's a permission in the Akashic Records that's linked to you when in a past life, these people you've given them in the past and said, you know, it's okay, you don't need to pay me back. And that permission is still vibrating as a frequency in the Akashic Records now. So on a level, they haven't taken advantage. They're still resonating with this past life permission that you said, no, it's fine, you don't need to pay me back. So this is what's going on here. You need to go into the Akashic Records and ask for that permission to be brought out and burned and cancelled. And that should put a stop to what's going on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really good because it's getting old, you know, and no matter how many times I contact one of the people, he just, you know, he just ignores me. It's like, and then when I see him with distrust, so how can we ever be friends? And we're part of the same spiritual community, and it's very awkward.
Yeah, but the thing is, try and see it on the level of you've given him permission.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not being distrusting. It's basically the universe has created this experience so that you have this permission in the past and cancel it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
Everything's a message, and that's what this is about. So try not to, you know, to judge him as being mistrustful or so on. And once you get this cleared out, the Akashic Records, I think then if you contact him then, you know, sending out the vibes, right, I'd really like this money back now, that permission's been cancelled, then hopefully, you know, it will come to fruition.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. Going back to...
Out of curiosity, just real quick, do you have any, like, you know, spiritual leaders or, you know, like, either elders or pastors or, you know, somebody in the church that you could kind of, you know, bring this to and say, well, I have this problem with this, you know, fellow brother here. It's like, you know, and this is what's happening. It's like, you know, what advice, you know, could you counsel both of us, maybe something like that? I don't know.
In this particular group. This is more with a group that studies with a channeled entity, and we don't really get to ask personal things.
Okay,
you know, we're given advice of how to deal with our lives and how to,
right.
You know, through meditation to change things and to create from inside. But, you know, he doesn't talk about Akashic Records specifically for, you know, between me
right.
and this person. It's just a little awkward to
right.
you know, kind of sit down with him. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Right. But good idea if it was in a different situation, you know.
Yeah.
I have
yeah.
talked with other people about, you know, asking, you know, what do you think? Oh, Marcus, just, you know, is it just that way, you know, or, you know, or just the only thing that my teacher had looked at me in the crowd and just looked at me and said, see him as a good businessman, you know, and I have difficulty doing that, you know, because if I visualize him doing the right thing, you know, and I really believe it, then maybe he would. But it's hard to do when you
yeah.
don't see that as his MO, you know. Right?
Yeah, well, the
there's
thing
always,
is, it's,
there's
you know,
a small claims court.
This guy is your friend in spirit, is actually doing you a favor because from the actions that he's just done has brought this to your awareness, and now you know what the problem is.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You can correct it. You know, so he's just a message bringer, really, from the universe that you created this, you know, yourself by giving this permission all of these years ago in a past life.
Mm.
So in one, you know, on the level of, on the spiritual level, it's actually doing you a big favor because he's now you know what the problem is, that this has been
yeah.
happening with all these other people. You can fix
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's been happening since I was a teenager. You know, where people would come to me when they ran out of money and, you know, can you help me? And then just not keep their word with me, you know?
Right. Yeah.
I'm 60. Yeah. Yeah.
That's
so
when
I thought, well, why am I in another life?
Say,
think that they
out,
can
you
keep
you,
taking money from me. I work for it too, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things you can either, A, say no, or you can say, you know what, we'll just between friends, it's like this, just to, you know, because I've done this with people and say, you know, just so nobody forgets, you know, we'll just write a little something on the paper here, and it's like, you know, I am lending so-and-so this much money for this day. They're going to pay it back for this day, and they sign it, and we all sign it.
Oh, I've done that. It still doesn't
you
work.
Have.
I have one that, you know, she still owes me $500 from a dollar loan, you know, and she usually has very good integrity, and she signed it, and she promised she'd pay me back. And, you know, we're like a year and a half into this already. You know?
Wow.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, you know, take this to a higher perspective here.
Yeah, I will.
Because of the permissions, it's the permission that's blocking the energy, not the people.
Yeah, because I was doubting myself, thinking that, well, maybe I'm not supposed to get it back from them and just let it go. But I don't feel comfortable with that because I feel disrespected by them, you know.
Yeah. Right.
No,
well, if you cancel, if you meditate and cancel the permissions, then you can, you know, tune in to ask your higher self, ask your heart, did I steal from these people in a past life? Is this what this is about? You know, and they've taken it back, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Find, you know, this is something that you could look into a little bit further and just ask your higher self to give you the insight into that. Just, you know, meditate and find out a little bit more. But once you cancel this permission, I think it will make a difference. Well, no, it will make a difference, definitely. And that's what it's called. You go into the Akashic Records and you ask for the permission or permissions that you granted to other people in past lives, saying that they didn't need to pay you back any finances you lent them or anything you loaned to them.
Okay. I will definitely do that. Could we just go back to the relationship situation? Because I'm just wondering if you can see where this relationship will go. Will it go into us getting together, or will we just be friends and there's somebody else for me? Because we live in different states and it's hard to get together, and it's, you know, he can't see it working because of the distance.
I would like to do that. We've got about 3 other callers that are kind of waiting. It's like, could you call us back another day? Because we're here 7 days a week. and just give us an ask on that one. Appreciate you calling in. It's like, we want to respect the other folks that called in too. But it's like, please do call back.
Okay. All right. All right. That's like my whole question. That's really my heart question. Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you.
Oh, rats. Yeah, it's like, ask your important question first, guys. We got about 5 minutes with each here. Okay. Area code 718. 718, you're on with us.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I called you guys last week, and I think I was told to call today regarding relationships. I didn't find the right date.
Okay.
I got a question regarding relationship. I was told nothing one day. I think it was today or Wednesday. I'm not sure, but... anyway, I'm in the air, and I know other people are waiting. I'm just trying to see in terms of what's coming up for a relationship for me. And there's someone also that came into my business last week, with which I exchanged phone numbers, and I'm just trying to see if you see a date or anything coming out of it.
Okay, what's your name?
Asher.
Asher. And what is your birthday for Kelly?
August 2nd.
August the 2nd, Kelly.
Okay. Let's see here. August 2nd, you are... you're a double jack. You're a jack of diamonds twice. Leo, very Leo. Let's see what we have with relationship with you. Sometimes you have an idealized concept of relationships and actually of personal freedom. Sometimes what happens is you tend to draw in people that have sometimes maybe a hard time making a commitment, and sometimes that's a mirror of your own stuff. There's the jacks. It's like, you know, you guys always have, like you say, like this issue with, you know, you really value personal freedom. It's like, you know, it's kind of this tug of war. It's like you really want a relationship, but you really want your personal freedom. So there's always kind of that going on. Okay. Also, what you have is you've got a Queen of Hearts. The most, you know, dreamy love card there is your Neptune card. And it's like having that much Neptune energy in your love life makes you have really high ideals about love. And you can really be, you know, the perfect lover or mate. You know, it's like you can get very creative with, you know, romance stuff. But sometimes when reality fails to match up with what your highest ideal, you really crash on the rocks on the shore. Okay, does that make sense? So I think that's maybe, you know, sometimes what's happened with, in relationship stuff. Janine, what you picking up?
This lady that's come into your business, you said you swapped phone numbers with.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's come into your life because there's unfinished business with you and her from a past life. I'm not being told exactly what the unfinished business is, but I think you're going to enter into a relationship with this person. I don't think it's going to be a very long one. But there's something that you need to clear up from the past. There's some energies that need to be worked through between the two of you. So I don't... My feeling is it's around money. So I guess what I'm saying here is just be a little bit careful with this one, with your finances.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Just, you know.
Obviously, I'm going to, would I get, she get in touch with me or get a phone call? Because, you know, I sent a couple of texts and, you know, I got some responses. And, you know, since then I didn't reach out. So I'm just trying to, you know, just lay back and see what happens.
Well, I think she's the kind of woman that's going to expect you to be doing the chasing, I'm afraid. So sitting back, wait and see what's going to happen.
I reached out twice already. And in the past, I tend to be a little too aggressive. So I just didn't want to do that. What I've done in the past, that didn't work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know if she was interested in me. I mean, I just felt like there's a connection, but I wasn't sure.
Oh, there's definitely a connection between you. There is definitely a connection between you. And I do think that this is going to go somewhere, but I don't think it's going to be a long relationship. It's going to be one of those relationships where people come in and they get together and something's figured out on a level of karma, and then you move off, you know, and get on with your life, and the next one comes in, basically. So it depends, you know, having that information, whether that's what you want to move forward.
Yeah.
But personally, I think it would be a good idea for you to clear up your karma with this person and then move forward.
So that means to deal with them, right, obviously?
Right.
But there's no long-term coming up for me, right, anytime soon?
I'm not seeing anything else beyond this one at the moment. One at a time.
It might be one of those things where you. I was gonna say, it might be one of those things where you kind of have. You know, it's like a hurdler running a race. It's like, you know, you have to jump one hurdle before the next one comes up.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, before you can move forward to a relationship that's going to come, you know, come in more permanently. It's like you need to kind of clear the rocks out of the path. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But you know, this person I don't know. It just came to my work for business related, so
right.
I felt something there, but you know, you feel the connection, and you know, so I wasn't sure if you're gonna go on a date or something, you know. So,
well, it's worthwhile. You know, I mean, it's like if you already have sent her a text and said, you know, hey, would you like to go out for, you know, a cup of tea at this day at this time? It's like, you know, give her a specific, you know, because if you don't give specifics, if you say, you know, oh, how would you like to go out sometime? It's like, well, sometime is a lot of times. It's like, how would you like to go out, like, say, this Saturday, 9 o'clock for a tea? You know, and then that way they have a definitive, you know, space and place that they can say, yes, I can make that. No, I can't.
Okay. And she said, I have to watch my money. What do I have to say? I wonder if to be a little more specific there.
Well, it could be to, you know, a warning about business affairs or something like that. I'm just, you know, err with caution around your money. That's all I'm being told.
Yeah. I'm in a business partnership actually right now. And does that person get involved in that? That's what I'm trying to see.
Possibly, but the karma between you and her was linked into finances. That's all I'm being told at this moment, I'm afraid. And we need to move on because we've only got 7 minutes left and 2 callers waiting. I'm ever sorry.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate it. That was helpful.
Okay. Good luck. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Let us know how it goes.
Okay, I will.
Okay, sounds good. All right, area code 612. 612.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi.
Good, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay, good. Well, I have a pretty quick question, so that's good. My question is about a relationship. I started seeing this guy. His name is Brandon. And we haven't made things official yet because I'm traveling right now and he's super busy with work. So I'm just wondering if you see us eventually making it official and, I guess, taking that next step.
Kelly, are you gonna take? Can you take this? young lady's
birthday. I was gonna say, yeah. Do you know your birthday?
Okay. His birthday is August 2nd, and mine is the 19th of July.
And yours is July 19th. Okay. Whoa, what a combo.
Yes, yes. I'm a late Cancer, early Leo, and he's a Leo. So.
Yeah, it's like okay. You are as of July 19th, right? Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Yep. Can read my own writing there. Okay, you are a nine of clubs, and you've got a what else with that? Oh, you got a jack of hearts. Okay, in the royal court, big heart, and he is that August 2nd. Oh my goodness, and he's a double jack of diamonds. Okay, it's like energy is like, oh, interesting stuff. Man. Okay. So I'm going to take a quick look and just kind of see what the probabilities are with you. He's just called actually the Philip Christian card, and you are, and the nines are, you know, people who are like here to, you know, finish stuff up. But yours is called the Universal Knowledge card. So between a Universal Knowledge card and a salesperson card.
Oh yeah, we're both salespeople. That's our careers.
Okay.
Both of us.
Oh, let's see. You got Neptune. Your first connections are Neptune. You got Neptune, Pluto. You got Saturn in the spiritual, Venus in the spiritual, and Venus mutual. You got two Venuses in the spiritual, so it's like there's some past love going on there. A little bit of Saturn, a little bit of learning there. Neptune, sometimes you guys always see each other. That's in this life. It's like you don't always see each other. Maybe you might have rose-colored glasses on with each other, okay, a little bit. Pluto, you're going to definitely have some, I'll say power. You know, Pluto is sometimes power and control in relationship stuff. But boy, I'll tell you what, with the past love stuff, it's like there's something really that you guys want to finish up there. So it's like you got some really good potential there. You know, you're going to have a few things to work out, but, you know, for the most part, like, you know, looks pretty decent.
Okay, so you do see it eventually, like, taking that next step. I guess that was my main question, because I feel like he's a guy that, like, my soulmate, like, that's how I feel about him. I just don't know if it's I guess, going to go to that level, and that was my question.
Okay. Oh, I don't know. That's about it. Janine, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I do think that you're going to end up getting engaged or something like that. I'm seeing a ring being brought into the picture here. Regarding soulmates, we have lots of soulmates coming in and out of our lives. And I think that the energy around you both is very loving and fast. One thing that I'm
very fast.
Yeah, it's like warp speed energy between the two of you. Remember to get yourself grounded now and then. Walk in the park with bare feet, the two of you. You know, slow down a little bit because the speed at that you're going at on an energetic level, you're going to burn out really quickly.
Yeah.
So it's important to bring some balance into this relationship. You know, you're both turbocharged. And you need to be just bringing in some calm and some grounding and make sure the relationship's balanced. That's going to be important if it's going to last. You know, you can't go at warp speed all the time.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
That makes sense. Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for calling in. Good luck.
Thanks.
Okay.
All righty. Our last caller. We're going to make it here. Wait a minute. Clicked on that one. It's like, okay, hang on. There we go. All right. Area code 843. 843, you are on with us.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hi, welcome to
seconds.
The show.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, we can hear you. We need to be quick, then. Can you hear us?
Okay. First, let me say I've been home since 3 o'clock, and I've been disconnected 4 times.
Oh,
oh
wow.
No.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I've been home, like, the whole time. So I just feel shorted at this point.
Oh, man.
I really do.
Oh, I'm sorry. God bless. You know, I'm going to say, hang on with us because it won't, it'll take us off air, but it's like as long as you're still on the call with us, we can talk to you a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, my main question is that just, like, kind of lately, people have, I guess, been kind of leaving me. You know, I feel like I'm losing people out of my life and people that I cared about. And I'm just wondering, like, what's really going on with me right now? Am I some kind of, like, evil person or something? I'm just not really understanding the energy that's happening right now.
So you're saying people are passing over, dying? You mean, is that what you're saying?
No. I mean, like, having bad relationships with people.
Just people in general, friends, family?
Yes.
That type of thing. Okay, and what seems to be the main issue?
There are different issues. You know, they're just different issues. I can't pinpoint one particular issue. Just, there's no loyalty for me. And, like, no one has my back. And I'm really feeling alone. And the only person who is kind of in my corner is my crazy ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
So it's everything that's been happening these past couple of months is kind of pushing me back towards being with him. And I guess it's more out of, you know, loneliness than anything. And
Yeah, what I'm seeing here is that there's a part of you there's a soul fragment, which is, this happens when a part of you breaks away, and it's causing this lack of people around you in your life because you are lonely. You're feeling really lonely, and this issue needs to be healed. And once you heal the issue, it's going to have a positive effect on your relationships again, because people can start coming back in. What's happening at the moment is your consciousness is just projecting out loneliness. So it's creating lack of people and lack of relationships in your life. So you really need to find somebody who can help you heal this loneliness issue and bring in this soul fragment part of you back into your energy field. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think so. How did that happen?
It could be
something I did, or I don't.
What's your birthday?
6578.
57? Okay.
6-5. Genesis.
Okay, so May, so like May, you're saying it looks like May 5th or no?
June.
Oh, whoops. Oh, wow. That'd be really off. Okay, June what?
5th.
Yes, okay. Oh, wow. Well, for starters, you're Queen of Diamonds. That's one of the most difficult life cards. You know, aside from the Three of Diamonds, the Queen of Diamonds has one of the more difficult life paths of the cards in the deck. Not that you know, you're finding that out. And you've also got a Five of Hearts, which is typically known as what's called the divorce card. But there's a lot of restless energy with you. What this can lend itself to, you know, as a queen, it's like, you know, you are of the royal court and all that good stuff. At the same time, you know, it's like all the queens, you know, tend to be nurturing, but it's like you're really here. It's called the philanthropist card. And you really have a lot of indecision about values. You've got a Three of Diamonds karma card. You've also got difficulty deciding what you want most. You really love variety. You're very creative. You're very resourceful, unless you're worrying about money, which you often do. You do have the Queen of Diamonds. They have expensive tastes. It's like, you know, if you're going to buy something, you know, you want to just, I'll spend the money by, you know, good quality. But sometimes you live beyond your means, okay? And then you can get depressed, okay? in spite of whatever, it's like you're kind of like the widow with, you know, thrown in the mites. It's like, you know, even though you have very little, it's like you're one of the most giving cards in the deck. You got a Nine of Hearts in Jupiter. You got a Nine of Diamonds is your second karma card. And it gives you natural ability to let go and a natural desire to share whatever you've got with others. On one level, you kind of are like, you know, the rich aunt or grandmother who wants to take, you know, your nieces and nephews out, you know, shopping or whatever for stuff. You're very charming. You enjoy the finer things of life. You've got innate good business sense, and you've got an ability to promote products, you know, if you really believe in something. You can excel in a lot of good areas, you know, a lot of areas, and you can really have some good leadership abilities. But you just, you tend to mother or nurture everybody in your life. You've got a really sharp mind. But with the relationships, it's one of the most difficult challenges in the area of love because, you know, you're also really headstrong, okay? You like, you know, you're headstrong, you, you know what you like. You're fond of variety.
Kelly?
Yeah.
Kelly, I'm going to have to go. I'm really sorry because I've got an appointment at 10 o'clock.
Oh.
It's 10 o'clock.
Okay.
It's just gone 10. So I'm going to have to leave you guys to it. Thanks a lot for the show. I'll speak to you soon.
Okay. Thank you. Yes.
Well, okay,
thank you.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
You're welcome. Good luck. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Let's see here. I was going to see what else is there. Oh, golly. So, you know, you like variety, but you've got that fear of abandonment. And at the same time, you've got the power to get what you want, and it can be a troublesome combination. A lot of relationships can be, you know, very, very common for that card. It's like, you know, even if you get in a relationship and you seem happy, it can be only temporary. So you kind of, the challenge for you is like sustaining a relationship once it started. You know, you usually get your wishes for better or worse, and you got to live with the consequences, you know, what you got. So it's like, it's one of the cards that says, you know, be careful what you wish for because you'll get it.
Yeah. And that honestly has seemed like to be the story of my life, or one of
your
life. My life,
yeah. Yeah. I'm not surprised because that's exactly what your life path is like that, yeah. Oh, excuse me, I got a runny nose today. I'm sorry. Darn, I didn't realize Janine was going to have to run. I was going to do this, and it's like a lot of times what she does is she'll do like you know, a clearing. It's like, you know, we kind of teamwork a little bit there, and it's like she'll see what's there. And I don't know if you heard some of the earlier callers, you know, like going to the Akashic Records, you know, that kind of stuff. But clearing your past, you know, and really kind of sitting down with yourself and going, you know, what is important to me? What is important? What is not? Because, again, the diamonds are about values. It's like you get a lot of your lessons through money, but your ultimate thing is you came here to learn lessons about your values and what truly is important. And it might be one of those, you know, times you need to kind of get a notebook and kind of sit down and go, you know, what really is important to me in my life at this time? The other thing I might ask is, you know, what's your current age? How old are you this year?
I'll be 35 in June.
35 is it. Okay, so you're currently 34. Okay, let's see here. I was just going to kind of take a look and see kind of where you're at. Because this year has been about, okay, a lot of changes and stuff coming up. Wow. And you've had kind of a tough year. You've got a lot of, anytime you have like a lot of the odd cards, you know, you have like the threes, the nines, the fives, you know, things like that. You've had, you've had the transformation card, and there is a really interesting one. You had an interesting combination in your Saturn time, which is a hard time of year, but you had the marriage card, and you also had it with the Ace of Spades, which is sometimes called the death card. So it was like, you know, it's like you had a marriage, you had a death, but it's like the Phoenix rising. It's like you also, it's like just, you got a lot of transitions this year. You had a lot of transitions. A lot of things happening. Yeah, I never, you know, a lot of threes and nines there. If it's any consolation, if you can get through the rest of this year, if you can get through, you know, birthdays here, I know. I was like, if you can make it through to your next birthday, you know, it's like, next year is going to be better. I'm like, golly. Shoot. Because, you know, you've had a Jack of Clubs as a long-range card. And I don't know, you've had some tough cards. You've got a Three of Spades. A Three of Spades is your environment. You like as your challenge. And you're not, or, you know, as your, as actually, this is your reward card. And your challenge card was the Nine of Spades. And again, that Ace of Spades and the Nine of Spades, they're kind of like, you know, a death and rebirth. It's like transformation. Sometimes it means people, you know, they actually died in your life or a pet or, you know, something like that. But it's like in some ways you're transforming this year. The Transformer toys. Okay, no, we don't need the Transformer commercial there. Okay. And what for next year? Wow, for next year coming up, you're gonna have some more major transformation, but it seems like it's going to be easier because the cards that are coming along with it, you've got you've got a couple fours that are real solid to start out with. You've got some karmic things coming up. You've got some lessons to learn with mastering your emotions. There's some big things with that. That's in your Venus time. Golly. Nine of Clubs, Ace of Hearts. Seven of Hearts, you know, a little bit of faith. You're going to need a little bit of faith. You're going to have a little bit of, you know, a little bit of... there's going to be a time frame in there where if you have some faith, you're going to have that relationship come in. But that's going to be in your Jupiter time period, but that's going to be, it's going to be more like in the fall. It's going to be like 5, 10, 15, 20, about 120 days out. So it'd be like 3, 6, 9, 12, about 4 months. It's going to be about four months after your birthday. You're going to have some, you know, right after your birthday, you're going to have like about a month and a half there, which really, you know, things will settle out and be kind of really good and really solid. You're going to have another like month and a half there where you have some karmic stuff coming in where it's like, kind of like I'll just say death to settle up, but it's like, that's going to be the time to get, you know, mastery of your heart and your emotions. Man, with that third one, with the Mars, there's a start, there's an interest of new love coming in, but it's also paired with a nine. So it's like that's going to be, you're going to have to complete some stuff before that new love comes in. And then in your Jupiter time frame, like I say, about 4 months, it'll be June, July, August, September, October. Somewhere about in October, October-ish, you're going to have, you know, that you're going to have, you got the Seven of Hearts coming up with the Two of Spades, with the, you know, so that's like, you know, partnership. And it's like, have some faith and love, and there's going to be that partnership come in. So, you know, it's like, You've got a little bit of potholes and a little bit of rocky road, you know, coming up type of stuff. But it's like you've got some, I'll say, some self work to do, you know, and some self like clearing the ground. Okay, if you think of this like the pioneers, oh man, they give me some funny stuff. Like pioneers, you know, clearing the ground, like, you know, before they build a cabin, you know, like in the old days. It's like you need to clear the ground. You need to prepare the place and the space, you know, where you're going to build what you're going to build. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got that work coming up. It's like, you know, I'm going to say
My ex-boyfriend, like I said, he, like, I broke up with him in February. Prior to that, we've broken up several times, and I just told him, look, this is it. He refuses to leave me alone. He said, I will never leave you alone. He said, you got to admit that we still love each other. I mean, it's some really scary stuff. And, I mean, honestly, I do love him, and I know he loves me in his own way, but he has the maturity, I'm going to say relationship maturity, of a 14-year-old.
Oh, boy.
Because he's a hardworking guy, you know what I mean? And he just made supervisor on his job. Like, when it comes to work, he's there. Even, like, in our relationship, in his past relationship, he's, like, this 14-year-old.
Right.
Kid,
he's like,
lost his virginity.
He hasn't matured with it. Is this something, I mean, is it a relationship? Okay, let's say I want to ask it this way. If there were, you know, is it a relationship that you want to fix and repair? It's like, you know, if you were willing, like, to go to, oh, God, here we go, couples therapy, 10 ways to lose a guy. It was so funny, I'm sorry. You know, but it's like, if he was willing to go in, like, for some relationship counseling or something like that, or to, you know, to be willing to learn some stuff, is he somebody that you think you would want to spend the rest of your life with?
I could see that, definitely. I mean, honestly, at least at this point, I don't want to be with anyone else. I've kind of, you know, flirted with and gone out with, you know, a few other guys, and just the whole idea, I'm not into it.
Right.
So I just, and I hate to say that, you know, there may be some sense to what he's saying, but I'm in my mind and in my heart, it's like, not with you still acting the way you act.
Not with acting the way you act, right. So can you just put it to him that way? Say, you know what, at the same time, here's what you're doing that I cannot stand, that it's like, I think with a little bit of, with assistance, you know, it's like if we go
get
some counseling.
That, he knows that his rebuttal is, but you, and it's like talking to a child, so I no longer want to do that. That's why I said, like, I'm being pushed towards him. I don't know.
am I being pushed towards him? I don't know.
Wow.
I just don't know.
That's okay. Yeah, I see that transformation with that. Wow. What is his birthday?
September 28th.
September 28th. Let me see where he's at with this. He's in Nine of Hearts. What did I just tell you? You know, it was like me and my brain here. Let's see. And what was yours? Yours is. I'm gonna write this down because like I'm having brain farts this time of day. Okay, let's see. Okay, so here's September 28th, right?
September.
Okay, September 28th is his, right?
Right.
Okay, so he's in Nine of Hearts. Oh man, he's got a little bit of a life path there too. He's in Nine of Hearts with a Five of Diamonds. Oh golly. Okay, let's see. And you were with that. You're the Queen of Diamonds, right? It's like that was. I'm sorry. Tell me yours again, because it's like I had this piece of paper I was kind of tagging on. It's like it flipped on me. The fairy flipped it on me.
June 5th.
June. There we go. Okay, June 5th. Yeah, there we go. Right. Okay, Queen of Diamonds, Five of Hearts. Okay, so where is that with the Queen of Diamonds? And the Five of Hearts. Oh, I see. Okay. Wow. Yeah, you guys have a connection. You've got a big one. Oh, man. Like, and sometimes it's so hard. He's got a big heart. I mean, he does. And it's like he's here to complete things. I mean, he's got some completion moments with stuff. He's got loose ends. He's got a tie up. Wow. He's the universal love card. And I'm thinking, how is that interacting with yours? Jupiter, because, yeah, you've got some stuff. Yeah, that's okay. There we go. You know, Jupiter is very fortunate. You know, the connection you guys have is very, you know, the first thing is very fortunate. But also there's Saturn. You got Saturn and a Saturn in the spiritual. And a Jupiter in the spiritual with Mars. You know, there's attraction there, but it's like, there's some big lessons to be learned there out of this. It's like, and he's with it forward, yeah, forward going. And you're the one, he's the one, this is ironic, he's the one learning the lessons, and you're the one that's getting, I'll say, the benefit of the energy of him learning the lessons. It's like, you're here in some way to be like his teacher and his helper and that kind of stuff.
I feel like that.
Because that's what the energy of it with it is. It's like you are teaching him, you are helping him. Oh man, and that Jupiter in the spiritual. It's like you have really good energy together. I mean, there's really fortunate things when you guys are together. You've got some really good things coming together. And it's like, and that's what you both are kind of, you know, keen in on. You do have a little bit of the Mars. There's a little bit of a Mars in that relationship. Mars can tend to, the Mars energy can tend to make you argumentative and fight with each other if you don't do what I call take that energy out for a walk. It's like, you know, if you don't do something physical, if you don't do something like, you know, go for a walk, go swim, go hike, go bike together, go, you know, go do something active together. Mars energy, you can turn in on each other and start arguing with each other. So if you're going to do stuff, you know, go be active with each other. Go be, you know, go play frisbee. Go to the park, you know, go for a walk, you know, go do something together. Go do something. Go bowling. Go play, you know, go play pool. Go, you know, it's like, go do something together. But, yeah, it's like, I don't know. And today has been a really interesting one. I mean, I look at energy patterns, and I just look at all the people that have called in today with relationship stuff, and it's like every one of the stuff has been like these hard energy patterns. It's like you guys have got some lessons and stuff to learn, you know, and with each other. But, you know, definitely you are in some ways, you're his teacher, but he's also teaching you because you're getting, if you want to call it the benefit of, you're getting the benefit of A, teaching him, and B, having the patience lesson out of it.
Like, you have no idea. I mean,
yes, I do. I can read your card.
It's literally like being with this for now.
Wow.
Like, he's been texting public all day today. I'm like, I don't want to be with you.
Oh, man. Holy shit.
Yeah, so I'm like, am I supposed to be with this man? I mean, he wants to be involved. I'm not
not going to call the police and say he's stalking me. I mean, I just want him to just leave me alone and won't.
Right. There's a book, and it's like it's by John Gray, and I can't remember if it's G-R-A-Y or G-R-E-Y, but it's called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. And it's like, I'm dead serious. It's like, I had lessons to learn with my husband too. I really did. We both had some lessons to learn. We got this book, and it's like, it taught me more about myself than it did about him. It's like, that was the real irony of it. But I was like, okay, this is really, it's really interesting, but it's worth that, you know, it's worth reading. And it's like, and it's worth reading together and say, okay, you know, it'll help you understand him. It'll help him understand you. It'll help you understand you, and it'll help him understand him. And it'll also help, you know, like your interaction together. But seriously, you know, go to the library. I'm serious. You know, go to the library. Check this book out. Read it. Read it together. Read it together and see what you think. And so, and talk about it and say, you know, how can we do this? How can we do this better? Because, you know, it's like, you know, I love you. You know, the feelings are there because it is. It's like, you know, you guys have some sure respect with each other. But it's like, how do we make this work with our personalities? Just go around. Come on. Work with me here, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Like, I'm really I'm not talking to my family. And, like, all of my friends have left me. I don't get along with the people on the job, so I don't have any friends there. And the friends that I did have, like, over, like I said, over the past couple of months have all just left me.
All this stuff going on. You know, and some of it is like, and what Janine would have said earlier, it's like, you know, our relationships, we bring into our relationships, you know, we bring a mirror. And it's like sometimes what God is trying to teach us, he will put people on our face that reflect what we are. You go, oh, my God, that doesn't look pretty. You know, but it's like, and yet sometimes it's the very thing that you actually are seeing yourself. And it's like, you know, sometimes you have issues, you know, like the people that you bring into your life. It's, you know, it's the law of attraction. It's like you're attracting those people into your life. And it's always for a reason. It's always for a reason. There's always, you know, lessons to be learned with that. Oh, man. Like I say, yours is a hard path. It really is. You know, I don't envy that because I've seen several Queens of Diamonds people. In fact, the guy who wrote the, you know, who brought this book forward, it's like he himself is a Queen of Diamonds, and he'll tell you, it's like, this is not an easy life path. It's like you come in with work, work, and more work, and it's like, oh my goodness, you know. Man, all I can say to you, I would start with there, though. Seriously, though, I would get that book. You know, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Read it and see what you think, you know, and sit him down with it too and say, hey, honey, you know, it's like instead of going for a walk, you know, or if you can get it, you know, sometimes the libraries will have like the books on tape. It's like, you know, hey, let's take this, you know, let's go out, let's go out, put our hands out, let's go out for a walk at the park. And it's like, well, listen to this book. Something, you know.
I see.
You know, get that.
But I don't know. I feel like. I don't know. I feel like everybody's dropping off because they're pushing me through him.
Wow.
And I suffer when I'm with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you do have a lot of stuff going on. Ah, man, let's see, what is this? This is Thursday. What I'm actually going to recommend that you do, tomorrow night, Jethro will be on with Dina, and it's like, I would actually say, you know, please do call back in tomorrow and just kind of see what Jethro's take is on it. Because, you know, it's like all of our readers and everybody, it's like everybody's got different, you know, different takes on things.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, you know, he might have a different take on it with Dina, you know, with, you know, because, you know, like I said, with Janine and I today, you know, doing stuff. And it's like, yeah, let's, you know.
Wait, what time
call back in. Tomorrow is going to be at 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a good time.
Okay. And it's
well, thank you for talking with me off the air. I appreciate it. Like I said, I was just listening to the show, and like some of these callers, I'm saying to myself, okay, she can tell them bye.
Oh, man. Well, see, and the weird thing was, see, we kept seeing stuff, you know, like popping, pop out, and I couldn't catch what the number was. And it's like, and then when you finally came in, it's like,
where it stayed, it's like down in the queue a ways, and it's like, and by the time it was brought up, it's like, yeah, you were the very last caller. I was like, going, I am so sorry. It's like,
I got disconnected I got disconnected four times.
You know, and I don't think you were the only one. It's like at the beginning of the show, we saw people like popping in and popping out. Like, I don't know if you remember that old show Bewitched, like Elizabeth Montgomery. It's like it was just popping calls on and off, and I don't know what the deal was. I have no idea. But it's like sometimes blog does that to us. It's like it'll take people out of the chat, you know, when we have it and, you know, whatever. So it's like, yeah, if you get disconnected, just do what you were doing and just call back in. But, you know, do try calling back in tomorrow and talk to Jessica and Gina tomorrow. Okay?
So I'll see you tomorrow night. Thank you so much.
You betcha. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All righty. Oh, golly. Well, you guys are still hanging in there, hanging out. Oh, that's our show. That's our wrap-up for the day. And make sure you call us at www.psychesgonewild.com. It has all of our readers, all of our, healers, everybody who does every bit of everything. And, let's see. It gives you, if you can't remember our contact information, everybody there has a page. So it's like, come in there with us, and it's 773-897-6461, and we are on 7 days a week. So we will see you again. Have an awesome one.